Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. Health officials in New York City are trying to contain a measles outbreak in Brooklyn's Orthodox Jewish community. It's one of the latest places measles is flaring across the country. The outbreaks seem to be concentrated in places with low vaccination rates. Now, most states allow for parents to exempt their children from vaccines on religious or philosophical grounds. Only Mississippi and West Virginia do not. And some states, such as Oregon and Vermont, are trying to make exemptions harder. But now one medical expert has a new controversial suggestion: legal consequences for parents who refuse to vaccinate their children. Art Kaplan is head of the bioethics division at New York University's Langone Medical Center. Art, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Make your case about why you think legal liability might help increase vaccination rates for measles specifically.
Well, we have two situations where people don't vaccinate. Some just don't vaccinate their kids, period. They homeschool or don't choose to vaccinate themselves. The other is they have a requirement to vaccinate, say entering their kid to school, but they sign an exemption or a waiver, which is allowed in many states, not all, but many, to not vaccinate their child. So I respect people's choices. That's great. But if you make my child sick, if you cause me to miscarry when I'm pregnant, if you cause my elderly grandparent to die because you then sent your child to daycare or you went into the nursing home unvaccinated, I think there's a case that can and should be made to hold you responsible.
So being sued implies that public health officials would be able to determine with accuracy that one particular unvaccinated child was the source of the particular case of measles that led to the death or miscarriage in someone else's family. Can public health officials be so accurate?
I think they can be accurate enough to be persuasive in a courtroom. What we see now is the tracing of the source of measles outbreaks all the time. And it's because the epidemiologists are getting better at figuring out, did Joe go on a trip, get exposed overseas to measles, bring it back into a community, and be or was the source of the infection? Now, people may be thinking, but wait a minute, if everybody else got vaccinated, how is someone who's unvaccinated going to communicate the measles? Well, the problem is the vaccine is only about 92 or 95% effective. Same problem, by the way, for flu and mumps and other things. So you can still get it, even though you've been vaccinated. But it's very possible now to do the tracing.
I have a little difficulty telling what your underlying goal is. Is your goal to create some sort of legal avenue for people who end up getting measles, whose child dies, or who has a miscarriage? Is that the goal, or is the goal to raise vaccination rates overall?
Both. I think there is some justice that has to be served. Newborn babies can't be vaccinated against anything. They don't build immunity right at birth. If you give that baby the measles or other infectious diseases, you can really kill or harm that child. So there, I think you've got a case to say, hey, wait a minute, before you run around unvaccinated, you ought to beware that you could be held accountable for harm you do. That's fairness. But also, before you cavalierly decide for no real reason not to vaccinate your child, or before you listen to celebrities or others badmouth vaccines or foster false fears about vaccines, think about the consequences. And I think both goals are important and both can be served if we start to take seriously responsibility for one's choice.
Well, let's unpack that a little bit. So let's start with the justice question first, because I wonder, if we're going to bring the law into the realm of public health even more aggressively than before, where do we draw the line? You mentioned flu, and according to the CDC, in a 30-year period from 1976 to 2006, anywhere from 3,000 to 49,000 Americans died of flu. But we don't make flu vaccinations, as far as I know, a requirement or mandatory in any way, shape, or form. So would the same legal liability apply to, influenza, which pops up every single year?
It could. New Jersey added last year a flu vaccine requirement for school kids, first state to do so. And many hospitals, nursing homes are starting to require their healthcare workforce to get a flu vaccine.
Now, the reason why I ask you this is because, to a certain extent, you could interpret a legal option as kind of a cudgel on a problem. And especially when it comes to vaccination and parents, because for those parents who are choosing, you know, for the right or wrong reasons to not vaccinate their children, many are doing it for religious purposes, and others are doing it because they already think that they're acting in the best interests of their children. So I wonder, with that already the underlying motivation for them, I mean, is a legal recourse or the potential for being sued going to change their behavior in any way? Is it going to increase vaccination rates? I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. And I think a lot of people who are vaccine hesitators do want to do the best thing for their child. I'm not denying that, but I think it's a mistake. And the real question becomes, look, it's one thing to look out for your child. It's another thing to send your unvaccinated child knowingly out to the daycare or to the elementary school. Now you're really putting people at risk. Don't we want to say there's some responsibility to think about the community as well as your individual choice?
Hmm. Your post has received a lot of reaction. Is it realistic to ever expect 100% compliance in anything when it comes to public health, without, you know, basically turning into a true nanny state?
I'll answer that and say no. But look, to protect the population, we don't need 100%. We just need 90%.
Art Kaplan is head of the bioethics division at New York University's Langone Medical Center. There's a link to his post about ideas regarding liability and vaccination at hereandnow.org. Art, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.